Broadcasting Company's Grand Marquee. Grand Marquee, lighted by stars, twinkling, glowing, blazing with myriad lights and colors against the night sky. The National Broadcasting Company's mammoth billboard announces another exciting evening in the world of make-believe. Tonight, the Grand Marquee offers a rollicking romance by Virginia Safford Glynn entitled Love That Is, starring Jim Amici. And now, before the curtain rises, here's a greeting and a word of introduction from our star himself, Jim Amici.
Thank you. Thank you, George Stone, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's play is about a ward named Pam and a guardian named Leslie. Unlike most lawful protectors, Leslie is young and fairly unattached. Pam, the dependent, is highly independent. All of this adds up to one big question: who guards the guardian? And the answer begins to unfold at the railroad station.
Already in. Hurry up, Phil.
Oh, for God's sake, Pam.
We've still plenty of time. Calm down a little.
Calm down? Well, I'm perfectly calm. I just merely wondered if the train had already arrived or something. Oh, maybe it's late. Maybe hours late. Wouldn't that be awful? Where can I find out if it's late or something, Bill?
Well, I guess I can ask somewhere. An information
booth. No, Bill. No, I will. I'll find out. You and Paula wait right there. Oh, Paula, I've been thinking it just wouldn't be right for Leslie and me to have dinner out somewhere his very first night back, so we'll eat at home with you and Bill.
Oh, fine, when I'm having leftovers for dinner.
But it wouldn't be right for me to take him away his first night back home. After all, you're his sister.
Yes, I know. All right, Pam.
I'll be right back.
Oh, I wish she'd turn off her motor. What in fun is the matter with her? She acts as if it were a sweetheart instead of a guardian coming back.
Why, you dear little fellow, where have you been all this time?
What do you mean?
Pam thinks she's madly in love with Leslie.
In love with... Oh, you're kidding. What, she's just... You're kidding, Paula.
I kept hoping it was just war hero worship stuff, but...
But Paula, he's older than she is. She's still just a kid. He's her guardian.
That makes the romance. The whole thing began to dawn on me when she started planning things for his welcome home. All of a sudden, I thought, well, what's this? Then I began to notice things.
What things?
Well, heaven knows what she paid for two tickets to that new musical show that's opening tonight, and reservations afterward at the Short Club.
Oh, good Lord.
She bought an evening gown. She's been in beauty parlors for the past 3 days. I don't know just how it happened, Bill, but love is here.
But for the love of heaven, does Leslie know about this?
Of course not.
But the girl must be giddily in the head.
Why, really in spite of the fact that she's grown up. Oh, there he is. Huh? Leslie!
Hi!
Hey, Leslie. Well, you old colonel, you.
Well, hello there, civilian. Paula, how are you, dear?
Oh, Leslie, dear.
Oh, it's good to see you guys. But where's Pam? Didn't she come?
Oh, yes, she's here. She's finding out if your train's late.
Look, Leslie, before she gets here, I better warn you that she...
Leslie! Oh, Leslie!
Huh? Well, honey... Oh, good Lord, Pam. Or is it...
Oh, Leslie, my darling, Leslie.
Wait a minute. Are you Pam?
Why, of course I am, Leslie.
Well,
Leslie, this is the most wonderful moment there's ever been.
Yeah, how was that again?
Oh, my God.
Bill, shut up.
Here, Pam, let me look at you. Hey, what happened to the gawky little 15-year-old Bobby Sox here?
You have been away a long time, haven't you, Leslie?
Well, yes, I guess so, but somehow I wasn't prepared for quite so much.
Yeah, Pam really has grown a lot, hasn't she?
Oh, she certainly has. I can't get over it.
Come on, Leslie, or do you want Bill to support you out to the car?
Well, even though I am shaken to my foundations, I think I can make it under my own power. But stay close to me, Pam, so I can keep right on looking at
you. Well, I'll be right here at your elbow. You needn't worry about that. More coffee, Leslie?
Mm-hmm.
Coffee?
No, thanks, Paula. You know, I can't keep my eyes off this girl.
Well, Leslie.
What do you think of the dress?
Oh, fine. You know, Paula, you and Bill did a good job for me while I was away.
Well, I'm very glad that you're pleased, Leslie. Oh, Paula, he says a cute thing. Oh, Leslie, listen. Good heavens, and all the excitement I was almost forgetting. Leslie, I tried to think of all the things you'd like most to do and see so you'd feel as if you were really back. You know, special things, so you'd always remember your first night home.
Oh, I'll remember it. Don't worry.
Here, Leslie. I had an awful time getting him, but here, look.
Holy smokes. Sixth row center.
For a new musical show opening tonight.
What? Pam, how'd you ever get
them? Oh, that isn't all. For afterwards, I've made two reservations at the Short Club.
Why, Anne, how'd you ever happen to think of a nice thing like this?
Well, I just tried to think of all the special things that you'd like most to do. Are you really pleased?
Oh, honestly, I'm overwhelmed. You're very sweet. Say, I like your hair that way, Pam.
Oh, thank you, Leslie.
Say, I hate to break this up, but if you're going to the theater, hadn't you better be getting organized?
Oh, heavens, yes. Look what time it is.
Oh, yes. I'll say, look, I hate to run out like this, my first night back home, after I haven't seen you all for so long.
Oh, we'll bear up, my dear brother.
Yeah, we'll try to do without you for one more evening, pal. Think nothing of it.
Okay, Bill. Look, Pam, I'm going to do something very special to thank you for this.
Oh, but, Leslie, it's just as much fun for me as it is for you. And Leslie, tomorrow I thought it so marvelous out in the country. Bill will lend you his car, and I'll fix a nice little picnic lunch with all your favorite things to eat.
Pam, I don't know of anything I'd like to do more. But now look, the day after is going to be my treat, so be thinking of something special you'd like.
Oh, already I can think of at least a half a dozen things. Oh, heavens, the time! Now I simply must go.
Oh, yes. Listen, I'd better run along now. I'll be late. So, good night. See you tomorrow, Pam.
All right. Tomorrow? But Leslie.
Well, I mean, you'll all probably be in bed by the time I get in.
But Leslie, listen.
Oh, Paula, before I forget, look, some evening next week, I want to take the three of you out to dinner somewhere to meet this girl.
Why, that'd be awesome. A girl?
Huh? What do you mean?
To meet what girl?
Well, I didn't really mean to spring it quite this way, but, well, she was a nurse.
A nurse? Leslie, you mean you were ill? You were wounded?
Oh, no. We kept running into each other out there. First the Philippines, then over in Tokyo. She's been back here in New York for several months now. I phoned her tonight just before dinner. Oh, I know you'd all like her. She's an awfully... But look, I don't want to tell you about it. I better not take any more time now. I'll be late.
Yes, of course. You don't want to be late.
Well, I'll see you all at breakfast. Good night, and thanks, Sam. You planned a grand evening for me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good night, Leslie.
Yeah, so long, Les.
See you in the morning. So long.
Well, well.
Well.
Leslie certainly looks fine, doesn't he?
Yes, doesn't he?
Quite a boy.
Yes, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, Pam, would you like to help me with the dishes? I told the cook she could go to the first show at the movies. Pam? Yes. Oh, Pam, listen, honey.
Oh, gee, you poor kid.
Oh, don't. For goodness sake, don't.
But why did you both just sit there? Why didn't somebody tell him? I would have said something, but Paula was kicking me under the table.
Never mind, Bill.
But all you had to do was just tell him what...
Never mind, Pam. Listen, it just didn't even occur to Leslie.
I know. That's what made it so awful.
But, Pam...
You're still paying attention to me. Pretend you don't notice or something. I just want to crawl away somewhere and die fast, that's all.
But, Paula, listen, tell me frankly, did you really like Marion?
She's very attractive, Leslie. I told you that last night.
Oh, yes. We took quite a notion to her, Les.
Then I can't understand why everyone acts so strange about this.
Why, you're not acting strange, Leslie.
Now, listen, didn't you really like her or something?
Leslie, we told you we liked her. We thought she was very charming.
Fine, but why didn't Pam like her?
Oh, forget it, Les. She's just jealous, that's all.
Jealous? Why should Pam be jealous of Marion?
Look, Les, Paula hasn't wanted me to say anything.
And there's certainly no reason to say anything now, Bill.
But Paula...
Say what?
He doesn't mean anything, Leslie. He just means that, well, that Pam's had you all to herself most of her life, and naturally she rather resents this a little now.
Well, do you think it's something that she'll get over? I mean, it'd certainly make it awkward if she can...
I'll get it. Oh, Bill, if it's the West Havers wanting to play bridge, would you like to for
her? Oh, sure, I guess so.
Marion tried her best to be nice to Pam. She was really awfully sweet to her.
Look, Les, I'm going to tell you something. Doggone it, even if I get killed for it, and I probably will.
Huh?
You see, the whole trouble is that while you were overseas, Pam somehow, and for no reason at all, got it into her
Did
head
you
that...
Did you say that phone call was for me, Bill?
Huh? Oh, no, Pam. Someone for Paula, I guess. Well, I think I'll see where my evening paper went. Maybe I left it in the dining room.
Well, Pam. You turn around. Let me look at you.
Like it?
Oh, I certainly do. In fact, say, wait a minute. Isn't that a little extreme?
Extreme?
The dress, I mean.
Don't be me to evil, Leslie.
Okay, I just wondered. You can't tell the glamour gals and the body sizes today without a program. Say, isn't that nail polish rather...
It matches my lipstick. It's called Irresponsible. Everyone's crazy about it.
Oh, you are so right. Please do excuse me.
You've just been away, that's all.
Yes, I certainly have. In fact, one of us has apparently been clear out of this world. Is it Some big party tonight, Pam?
Party? Heavens no, just the usual thing. You and Marion are going to a dinner dance, aren't you?
Yes, that was the idea, I guess. Pam, look, don't be mad at me.
Why should I be mad at you?
You know, I was really looking forward to our spending a lot of time together, but somehow there've been so many things to attend to.
Meaning Marion fell backwards?
That is not what I mean.
Well, don't get so excited.
Well, I'm not excited.
Then why are you so excited?
I'm not. I merely mentioned that I'm very sorry that things have been... Well, that there have been so many things to attend to.
But it's perfectly all right. As a matter of fact, I've been afraid that you might be a little hurt because I've been gone so much.
Oh, no. No, I haven't minded at all.
Well, that's good.
Listen, Pam, what's the matter? We used to be pretty good pals.
Don't you imagine we've both just sort of outgrown it?
Oh, bunk. Look, we still haven't had that day together. Have you thought of anything you'd especially like to do?
Oh, Leslie, I'm awfully sorry. I've forgotten all about it.
Well, I haven't. Listen, we used to love to go to the beach.
I'm afraid I've mislaid my sand pail.
Listen, Pam, we could go to Coney Island, ride on all the merry-go-rounds, make ourselves sick on seafoam candy. What would you think of that?
I'm much too much of a lady to say.
Oh, now, stop being that way.
What way?
I see no reason for you taking this attitude.
But I'm not. It's perfectly all right with me. If you want to go to Coney Island, it's quite all right. I'll let you know when I have some free time.
Never mind. Forget it.
Why, Leslie?
I said just forget the whole thing. I'm sorry I mentioned it.
Excuse me, Pam.
Certainly. Oh, excuse me, too.
Sure.
Oh, Darwin, stop that. Turn it off.
What's the matter? I can start up the motor, can't I?
You wake up the entire neighborhood. What are you trying to do?
Okay, okay. Thought maybe it'd warm up the inside of the car. Good Lord, I'm nearly freezing.
Well, so am I, so be still.
Holy smoke, what kind of a day is this? Why can't you just ring the doorbell and have Paula let me in?
But why get Paula up at this hour of the night when Leslie will be along any minute?
That's what you said 2 hours ago.
Well, can I help it if he doesn't know enough to come home?
But what I still can't understand is what in thunder you did with your key. You had it, I distinctly saw you put it in your bag.
And I lost it, so stop your fussing. And stop shivering, you're shaking the whole car. Here, take my evening coat.
Yeah, for 2 cents I would.
Oh, honestly, Darwin, why are you such a fathead? I bet it isn't easy. Just because I... Oh, look. Who's that coming around the corner?
How do I know who's that? But if it isn't Leslie, I give up.
Oh, it is.
Huh? What's funny?
Oh, Darwin.
What's the matter?
Now, Darwin, don't kiss me. Really, after all.
Huh?
Oh, not Darwin, stop it.
Hey, have you gone nuts?
Darwin, stop it. Oh, no, I know.
Look, I'm not doing a darn thing. You shut up or you'll hear you.
Oh, Darwin.
Is that you, Pam?
Oh, why, Leslie, where did you come from? I thought you were in the house hours ago.
Would you be interested to know that it's after 2 o'clock?
Oh, is that all? I was afraid it was late. Oh, Leslie, this is Darwin Billings. Darwin, this is my guardian, Leslie Townsend.
Very glad to know you.
How do you do?
You see, what happened was Pam lost the key and we were just...
Oh, Darwin, you don't need to invest tales for Leslie. After all, he's been around, you know.
You didn't have your key?
Of course I got my key. See? There it is in my bag.
I'll be blasted. Listen, Pam, you told
don't
me...
Don't be embarrassed, Darwin. Leslie understands.
Might I suggest that you come into the house now, Pam?
All right. Go on in, Leslie. I'll come as soon as I say goodnight to Darwin.
It seems to me you've already been saying goodnight to Darwin for quite a while. Come on, Pam. Get out of the car.
Oh, for goodness sake, Leslie.
I'm very glad to have met you, Leslie. I'm sorry that...
Darwin?
That I kept Pam out so late.
Perfectly okay. Think nothing of it.
Good night.
Sure. Good night, Pam.
I'll fool you.
Well, good night, Pam. Better go to bed now.
I intend to. Good night.
Wait a minute. Just how long has this sort of thing been going on?
You know, Leslie, it'll be much better for all concerned if you could get it through your head that I am now an adult.
I am fully aware of that. You have a perfect right to do as you please.
Then why are you acting so antediluvian?
Mere curiosity. You know, sometimes I wonder how on earth I ever happened to be appointed your guardian.
So do I. Come to think of it, how did you? You must have been years younger than Dad.
Just because my father used to be your father's attorney and I was reading law, your father got the idea that I might possibly have inherited a little intelligence, too.
Well, I wish you had, and maybe you wouldn't be doing outside looks about this. What's wrong with it? Did you take Marion to nightclubs and things?
Oh, evidently you've misunderstood. I don't object in the least.
You don't?
Certainly not.
Well, what's the matter with you? You should.
Why? Don't you know how to behave yourself?
Well, of course I do, but
if you want to tear around to places like that and sit out in cars necking half the night, that's your own affair. Who am I to be an old fogey and spoil it all?
Oh. All right, then. Why did you make me come into the house?
Why, I was afraid you'd get cold out there.
Oh, I've never known anyone who could make me so furious.
That's too bad. I was trying my best to be chummy about this.
Leslie, for heaven's sake. Sometimes I think I should have a little talk with you about life. There are quite a number of things that you really should know. Good night. I'm going to bed.
Sure seems swell to get back, doesn't it, Les?
Yeah. Well, sort of. Bill?
Yeah?
What did Scott tell me the other night about Pam?
Oh, better just forget it. It wasn't anything.
I'm worried about Pam. She doesn't act the same.
She's grown up, that's all.
What were you starting to tell me, Bill?
Look, Les, just forget it. I shouldn't have said anything.
Now, wait. If it's something about Pam, I should know.
Well, listen, Les, doggone it, I think you should know, too. I don't care if Paula has tried to shut me up. Look here, Les. This is the deal. Pam thinks she's in love with you.
Pam? Pam is in love with me?
Yeah. Look, didn't you suspect at all?
Well, I just thought I was being a little conceited. Listen, Bill, you mean... Is it really serious?
Well, you know how a girl that age is.
No, how is a girl that age?
Oh, golly, how should I know? Who knows anything about a woman of any age?
But, Bill, what in thunder am I going to do about it?
Why do anything?
Listen, I'm Pam's guardian. I can't let her be in love with someone like me. It's all wrong.
Well, now you know why she's always so snippety to Marion.
Well, what am I going to do?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it too much.
But I've got to worry. I've got to do something.
Oh, no. She'll get over it. These girls get crushes, you know. First one guy, then another. Maybe by this time she's falling for this Darwin. He's giving her a big rush. I just let the whole thing slide.
You would?
Sure. Don't make anything of it. Let her get over it. Give her a chance to get over it. Don't spoil it by doing anything.
Well, okay. Maybe you're right. Thanks, Bill.
Oh, don't mention it.
Well, I suppose you and Darwin are going nightclubbing again tonight?
Well, he couldn't drag me. Pam, it's too bad that things didn't work out right, or at least the way you wanted them to.
Oh, think nothing of it. I've definitely come to my senses. Why should I knock myself out over somebody who could never see me for dust? I think it was just one of my final growing pains.
Well, it was pretty harrowing while it lasted.
Did you tell the West Havers we'd be over about 8:30, dear?
Yes, I've just been waiting for you, Jill.
Darwin coming over tonight, Pam?
Mm-hmm. No doubt we'll study his theory. That's a joke, pal.
Oh, it is? Well, okay then. Oh, come on, Paula, we'd better go.
Oh, that's probably Darwin.
We'll let him in, Pam. I don't imagine we'll be very late.
Okay, when all the rubbers from the West Havers.
Well, hello there, Darwin. Come right on in.
Hello, Bill. How are you, Paula?
Hello, Darwin. We're going out for a while, but we'll come to see you later. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye now. Hello, Pam. How are you?
You're fine. Sit down, Darwin.
Thanks. Well? What do you want to do tonight?
Oh, I'm sick and tired of all this dashing around. Couldn't we just talk?
Okay, by me, I like to talk. What do we talk about?
Well, anything doesn't make much difference.
Well, how are you, Pam?
I'm still all right, thanks.
Yeah, we've already covered that, haven't we? Look, Pam, do you mind telling me what's wrong?
Does anything have to be wrong? There isn't anything wrong. Oh, let's play gin rummy or something.
I don't think you even know I exist, unless it happens to suit your purpose.
Why, Darwin, what are you talking about?
Well, I'm not quite so dumb as you think I am. I have some idea of what's going on. I don't know what it's all about, but at least I know that something is going on.
Why, Darwin?
I've lugged you all over town, and you deliberately let me fall in love with you.
Oh, Darwin, that's ridiculous.
Well, then just what do you think's been the matter with me?
That I wouldn't know.
Why can't you fall in love with me?
Golly, I'm not that bad.
Look, I can be pretty nice.
Oh, no, darling, now listen. You mustn't think that because I... Darling, stop that.
I'm putting my arm around you. Isn't that what you wanted the other night?
It certainly wasn't anything of the
kind. And I am also going to kiss you.
Darling, what's the matter with you? Now stop it.
Don't turn your face away.
Darling, will you please stop this? Darling.
Stop fighting.
Darling, let go. Let go of me. I'm going to get really mad.
You're not going to treat me this way.
Now stop it. Darling, no.
Oh, pardon me. I hope I'm not intruding again.
Why, Leslie.
What?
I said I hope I'm not intruding.
Well, yes, frankly, you are.
Oh, I see.
But, Leslie, I thought you were off for the evening.
I was, but quite unexpectedly, I decided to come home. Naturally, I had no idea that I'd barge in on something like this. Just, what is going on, may I ask?
I don't know that it's any of your business.
Oh, I see. But couldn't you word your remarks in a somewhat pleasanter way?
Oh, Leslie, listen, it really wasn't anything at all.
Yes, it was. And this is something that doesn't concern anyone but Pam and me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cramp your style. You always go in for wrestling?
I was merely making her understand that I'm not a doormat.
Oh, I've had about enough of this. It's perfectly absurd. Darwin, will you please go home?
No, as a matter of fact, I won't.
Darwin, the lady asked you to leave.
I'm not going.
Darwin, we'll thresh this out some other time, but not now.
I'm not going.
Look, Darwin, it'd be a pity if I had to put you out.
Go on and just try it.
Darwin, you're just asking to have your ears pinned back.
Oh, Darwin, listen, for goodness sake.
Okay. Okay, I don't know how I got mixed up in this in the first place. Might have known I was wasting my time. So I'm going. And don't think I'll come back, because I won't.
Pam, what... What in thunder ever made you take up with a fella like that?
Darwin is perfectly harmless.
Yeah, well, I know that kind.
I have a perfect right to go out with whom I please.
Certainly, certainly. If you want to turn into a lady wrestler, certainly. But let me tell you this. From now on, you're not going out with anyone until I've passed on him first. And if I say no, it's no.
I knew sooner or later the heavy guardian would rear its ugly head.
Don't argue with me.
Leslie, what in the world is the matter with you?
I don't know. I haven't any idea. Nothing's the matter with me.
Then why are you blowing your top?
Simply because... Well, I suppose it's partly because Marion and I just had a big battle. That's why I haven't come home, really.
But, Leslie, what was wrong?
Oh, I don't know. She kept asking me questions and then got mad because I didn't answer.
But why didn't you answer?
Because I didn't hear what she said. Because I had you on my mind, that's why. I knew Paul and Bill were going out tonight, and I kept thinking of you here all alone with that Darwin. So, Marion and I had a big quarrel, and we're all washed up.
Oh, Leslie, how awful. The whole thing's my fault.
Is it your fault that I'm a fathead?
Oh, it's all because I got a silly idea that I was in love with you, and that threw everything out of line.
Silly idea?
Why, you were overseas. Your letters. I was growing up, and I got the feeling as if you were really my sweetheart. I got to thinking that perhaps you felt that way, too, and just didn't realize it.
I know how you felt. Your letters meant a lot to me, too.
Poor Leslie. You felt as if I were your family.
No doubt.
So I tried to open your eyes and make you see how sophisticated I really was. And you saw, life didn't make much difference. So I came to my senses about it.
Oh, I see.
Leslie, I'm going to talk to Marion. I'm going to tell her it was simply because I was acting so awful and you were worried about me.
You want me to make up with Marion?
And I'm going to see that you do.
Well, you really are over being in love with me, aren't you?
Yes, really. I forced myself.
Could you tell me what method you used? I need a little forcing, too.
Well, what do you mean?
I've been acting slightly half-witted myself. You weren't the only one who got ideas while I was overseas.
I haven't any idea what you mean.
Look, Pam, when I strode in here just now, I wasn't playing the heavy guardian. I was just plain jealous.
Jealous of Darwin?
Yes. I tried to hold back, but I still think I should have punched him in the nose.
Why, Leslie.
And now that I realize that, I also realize a lot of things about myself. When I first saw you at the station and you kissed me, well, my main thought was to keep away from you. Pam, I knew you meant those theater tickets for you and me.
Oh, Leslie, but then why...
I knew if I went with you, it'd start something that I didn't think was fair. Yet, when I was with Marion, I'd find myself thinking about you. I tried to tell myself that I was just worried about you. That's why you were on my mind. But when this jealousy business hit me just now, well, there it was.
But Leslie...
Even though you are an elderly, sophisticated woman of 18, Pam, you're still awful young. You deserve a chance with other fellas, and not ones like Darwin either. Real fellas, so you can shop around and take your pick. So, you see, for a little while there, I've been pretty silly myself.
But it's all right now, isn't it? Isn't it, Sam?
But, Leslie, do you mean... Just how do you mean it?
Oh, don't look like that, Pam. There's no need to be upset now. Everything's cleared up and we understand each other. You're my ward, I'm your guardian, and that's quite as it should be.
We just go on that way now?
Of course.
Well, I guess... I suppose... Leslie, do you mind if I go to bed now?
Oh, no, sure. Listen, tomorrow, why don't we have that famous day at the beach? I think that'll do more to get us back to normal than anything else.
All right, Leslie, whatever you want.
Wouldn't you like to?
Oh, yes, very much. Well, good night, Jim.
Good night.
I always used to kiss you good night, didn't I?
Oh, why, of course, what I was thinking of. And I called you Wardy, and you called me Guardy. Give me a Wardy. Sweet dreams.
Oh, Leslie, darling.
Sam.
Oh, Leslie, I'm not over it at all. I just said that to save my pride.
Sam.
You're the only person I could ever possibly love all the rest of my life. Please, let's not pretend anymore, Leslie. I just couldn't go through that again.
Oh, Sam, you'll never have to, darling. If you really want me, you've got me.
Oh, Leslie. You gave me the most awful scare.
Well, how do you think I felt? I got to being so blamed noble, I almost ruined the rest of my life. Look, will you please watch me and see that I don't ever get those cruel emotions again?
Oh, yes, Leslie. And I'm just the gal who can do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jim Amici, and we hope you enjoyed tonight's story. On next week's Grand Marquis, we plan to bring you another happy blending of love and laughter. It's all about a college graduate student who falls in love, believe it or not, with the subject of his thesis. I hope you'll be listening when Grand Marquis presents Brensback and Cassidy's Mouse the Man. Good night.
Love, That Is, was written by Virginia Safford Lynn and produced by Norman Felton. Jim Amici played Leslie and Burl Vaughn played Pam. Others in the cast were Rita Ascott, George Kluge, and Dick York. The orchestra was conducted by Joseph Colicchio with original music composed by Emil Soderstrom. Next week at this time, Grand Marquis will again blaze with light and color high in the gay airways, inviting you to join our audience for a performance of Brensback and Cassidy's Mouse or Man, starring Jim Amici. Your announcer is George Stone. Grand Marquis comes to you from our Chicago studios. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.